with the second parak today. The ancient pagan nations were profoundly debased. You don't need the Mishnah for that. It says so in the Torah many times over, including cohabitation between man and animals. And so it was considered to be inappropriate and even forbidden to put animals in a place where Gentiles... pagans, I should really be careful to say, could, you know, be found, exclusively with them because, this was common practice. So a woman has to be very careful. Now, a woman has to be careful about yichud in general. So the chiddush, as all of the Rishonim explain, you know, in this case, is even in situations where it would be permissible for her to be with a Jewish man. Let's say if the Jewish man was with his wife, so we have a principle in halacha of ishto, misham raso, that there's a shmira, there's a deterrent for a Jewish man. If his wife is right next to him, he's not going to try anything. But that deterrent does not apply outside of our fraternity. You also have to be very careful in terms of perpetuation of violence as well. That a person has to be careful of putting himself alone with them because they were considered to be very aggressive and very violent. It's interesting that Tiferes Yisrael quotes Lehalacha that in a situation where the government enforces law, where there's severe penalties for murder, this halacha doesn't apply. In a place where there are severe penalties, let's say for arayos, this halacha doesn't apply either. Because that's the shmira that's going to control people's behaviors. They'll know they'll go to prison for the rest of life. If they do it in the wrong state, they'll be executed. So that's considered to be a deterrent in its own right. Bas Yisrael lo siyale des anachris, maybe she amaled des ben lavodazara. In the ancient times, and they were literally pagans, so a Jewish woman should not be a midwife, appropriate for this week's parish. It's amazing, always works out that way. She shouldn't be a midwife for a pagan woman because you don't want to bring an Oved Avodah Zarah into this world. But a non-Jewish woman can serve as a mialedes, a midwife for Jewish women, which again, according to the Abravanel and others, is exactly what happened in Parsha Shmos, that why would Paro ask a Jewish woman to kill Jewish babies, right? The Mialdos HaIvrios, they were non-Jewish women who worked within the Jewish community. They were righteous Gentiles. We're very familiar with that concept. Bas Yisrael lo sanik b'nashal nachris, so she shouldn't serve as a nursemaid for a pagan, aval nachris, menika b'na, shal Yisraelis b'rishusa, but a nachris can nurse a Jewish child, as long as it's within the watch, the general watch of the mother, because God forbid we don't want her to take any aggressive action against the Jewish child. So once again, this applied to the ancient pagan nations where there was no sense of civilization. The Meiri writes very famously about this concept of an umos hagiduros bedas, that in the Meiri's time, which is in the 13th century, already that... you had civilized peoples that didn't behave barbarically, so these restrictions would not apply exactly in the same way. Misrapin mehen ripoy mammon avalo ripoy nefashos. In the ancient times, when the pagans, again, were not careful in any of these areas, they're very dangerous and aggressive, so one wouldn't be allowed to see a pagan doctor. The Rambam points out that this does not apply in a situation where they tell you a particular remedy. If they're just giving you medical advice, the halacha would not apply as such. And in more modern times, a person who's an expert, the Tiferes Yisrael makes the comment, a person who's licensed, so we don't worry about them, pulling out any voodoo stuff or, doing something that's against the medical profession, medical ethics, because he doesn't want to lose his license to practice medicine. So again, in more modern times where there were standards and there are medical societies and a person can lose their license, so this restriction would fall away, even if you don't accept the Meiri's distinction. But nonetheless, we're not concerned about the Jew going to see a non-Jewish doctor. If a non-Jewish doctor is the expert, the halacha is very clear. It's nifsak v'halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if he's the expert, whether it's a shayla about saving life on Shabbos, whether it's a shayla in Yom Kippur and fasting, so... Mekablin Neso Emes, Mimisha Mar, whoever is the greatest expert in that a particular subspecialty of medicine. So we take exactly what they say, and we listen to them, and we pass in the halacha on that basis. You can't go to a non-Jewish barber. I've gone to a non-Jewish barber my whole life. I'll explain in a second. But there was a concern, according to Reb Meir, that they would use the razor to not to cut your hair, but kill you. But Chachamim Omer B'Shus HaRabim Mutar Avalo Beino Leveno. That as long as the Chachamim say, as long as situation where there's a good reason to believe that the non-Jew is not going to act with impunity. So again, for all the reasons that we spoke about, that we're not dealing with the ancient pagans, and the fact that we live in a society of law where people don't think that they're going to get away with murder. There are cameras everywhere. So this restriction doesn't apply. But again, it's a window into the fact that the Jewish people found themselves living in barbaric societies, and they had to be careful about all of these things. You couldn't just reasonably go to somebody for medical care and expect to come out of it alive. You couldn't go to somebody for a haircut and expect to come out of it alive. I'm not talking about because of a bad haircut, but, it's really a reminder of just how, difficult it was. Jewish society found themselves as a minority very often amongst a very barbaric population. So again, if you like me, have used a non-Jewish barber your whole life, no reason to change course now. But the point is that there once was a time when they were chashud al shvichos damim, and therefore one had to be careful in these areas.